Hey, we're announcing a weekend with AFA on Thursday, October the 2nd through Saturday, October the 4th. We'll have a weekend get together with AFA leadership and supporters. It's a chance for all of us to get better acquainted.
It's a weekend with AFA, Thursday, October 2nd through Saturday, October 4th in Tupelo, Mississippi. Speakers will include Abraham Hamilton III, Jenna Ellis, Tim Barton, Tim Wildman, and more. Register at afa.net/weekend.
This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
I'm saying that Abe Lincoln could dunk James Madison.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's what you're telling me.
Tell everybody in America, what's the name of that song?
It's a Hokey Pokey.
You're exactly right.
It's a Hokey Pokey.
From Flatwoods, Kentucky. Garbanzo beans.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Friday, March the 14th, 2025. And I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Professor Ed.
Good morning, Dean Wildman.
I like the sound of that.
Yep.
J.J. Jasper, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky.
Great to be here. Springtime already happening in some of our listener states. Trees are budding, flowers blooming, but that also means allergy season. So here's a promise you can claim. No pollen formed against you shall prosper. Claritin 316.
Yeah, I'm afraid my faith fails me every spring. You will not prevail against
you
me.
You stand
and
on
pollen
that promise.
Says, we will see.
Right. You need to stand on that promise.
Claritin
316. Right. Hey, guys, I want to give a shout out to Cabot, Arkansas. Jerry Lou Wagnon, a widow's luncheon yesterday, and that may have been one of the most wonderful events I've had over the last several years.
Wow.
Jerry Lou, the Lord, she's a widow. The Lord laid it on her heart to start a thing to just love widows and just say, you're not forgotten. Come along and support. So they had a free luncheon in Cabot just to say, we just want to feed you. The tables were nice, special music. And she invited me to come do stand-up comedy. She said, laughter's good medicine. Just come make us laugh. And she was hoping for 50 people to attend. 120 were there, and I talked to so many AFR listeners and Jerry Lou Wagnon. What a wonderful ministry the Lord laid on her heart. Moving forward in the palm of God's hand, no agenda, just say, hey, if you want to join this team, let's try to find some widows and try to encourage them and inspire them. So I mentioned, oh, this shirt, they gave me a welcome.
For those
who watch.
People who are watching us on the internet right now, and how can they do that, Ed, real quickly, if you don't mind?
There's several ways they can do that.
Several ways.
Go to Facebook or YouTube, search for Today's Issues. On Facebook, I think it's Today's Issues Live. I think I get that mixed up maybe.
That's YouTube.
And then we are on our own streaming platform, stream.afa.net. You can watch not only this program, but other programs live, the video stream.
Yeah, and so in the welcome basket, they gave me a red shirt. Read that, Ed.
Arkansas loves AFA.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's a beautiful shirt.
And I said, I'll wear this for those that are watching during Trivia Friday. But, yeah, shout out to some new friends in Cabot.
Well, ministry to widows, the Bible says, that is true religion.
I took about 5 or 10 minutes to share a little devotion. Amazing how many times, you know, Moses said, look, when you're picking grapes, picking grain, leave a little on the edges for the widows.
Yeah.
Ruth, wonderful story there. Naomi and Ruth, both widows, there for each other, the loyalty, the love, the support. So, yeah, you see, the widow's mite, it's all right through the Bible that God loves and cares for and protects widows.
All right, Trivia Friday it is here on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
I'm going to give the phone number. And we ask you to call in and ask a trivia question or answer one of ours, which we are about to give. Here's the phone number, and you are eligible to call in and be on the air with us today if you're 11 years old or older, and also if you have not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks. Those are the two stipulations today. If you've not been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks and you're 11 years old or older, here's the phone number, 888- 589-8840.
What is that number again?
I said 888-589-8840. Thanks for asking again.
Yeah, Ed. Absolutely.
We want to Claritin. I mean, clarify that that's the phone number. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Also, if you call in and answer one of the questions correctly, it's the mystery question. You will hear this sound.
Ah, the beloved cowbell.
And JJ says, if you land on it and you answer it correctly, you will win the AFR ball cap.
And it's that time of the year where folks are going to be wearing ball caps.
Really nice ball cap. That's one of the nicest ball caps I've seen. I mean that. The logo, the way it's designed, good quality. If you don't win it, it's a great price. You can get T-shirts, sweatshirts, books, DVDs, a ball cap like this one, a travel mug at our store.
Resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net. And you can take a look at, just look at the cap right there on resources.afa.net.
All right. Is that everything? We take care of everything?
I think that's everything.
Let's go, Ed.
All right. Here are my three questions. First question. After word spread that Moses had killed the Egyptian, where did Moses flee to? Where did Moses flee to after word spread that he had killed the Egyptian? Second question. Most people have heard of the streaming service HBO. What does the abbreviation stand for? That's not very hard, but what does HBO stand for? And third question, Monday is St. Patrick's Day, but St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish. Is that true or false?
What?
Monday is St. Patrick's Day, but St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish. Is that true or false?
It'd be very disappointing. if he's not Irish, what a fraud.
Well, I thought about saying that St. Patrick was Italian, but I thought that was a bridge too far.
But he may be. You said, is that true or false?
Yes, it's true. Is it true or false? He could be Irish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
St. Patty's Day.
Sure to be got her.
There you go.
All right, Ed.
Lucky Charms.
Here's what I've got, starting off with a Bible question. If you're reading the Bible through, we just read Ruth, and a beautiful love story there. My question, who was Boaz and Ruth's famous great-grandson? Who was Boaz and Ruth's famous great-grandson? Second question, Holy Land question, Lake Tiberias is more commonly known as what? Lake Tiberias is more commonly known as what? Third question, you chess players, both of you. In chess, which piece can only move diagonally? In chess, which piece can only move diagonally?
And that's only if it gets kinged, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a checker. That's a checker joke.
You're asking the wrong one. Will say, you know, I got a joke for every occasion. So, chess tournament, all these chess masters that had won all these tournaments, they gathered at this hotel for this huge tournament. They're in the lobby, and they're just bragging about all their victories. And finally, the guy at the counter, he just said, out, every one of you out, go, leave immediately. And they're like, what in the world? He said, there's something I can't stand. It's chestnuts boasting in an open foyer. Chestnuts boasting in an
we
open
got it.
Foyer.
Yeah, we got it.
We got
Jack
it.
Frost.
Yeah. All right. So here are my questions. Number one, what has been the best-selling SUV in the United States for several years now, including 2023 and 2024? The best-selling SUV in America.
Merck.
I want to know. All right. Number two. This is a time limited question. Okay. By that, I mean, you need to answer this within a 30-second period.
Well, and is it available in Montana? If it's time limited.
Yes.
What about that?
Oh, so you're saying if they call in to answer it, they get 30 seconds?
Yep.
Okay.
To answer it. I want to know, I'll give you 30 seconds, and this is for an AFR ball cap.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay. So this is a bonus. Without looking it up, that's the key.
Okay.
And within 30 seconds, that's the key, name all the states that begin with the letter M. Okay?
Okay.
Without looking it up, name all the states that begin with the letter M, and you got 30 seconds go when you call in. And finally, from the Bible, a two-part question. In what language was most of the Old Testament given? And what language was most of the New Testament given? Got it?
Got it.
Let's go.
All right, we go first to Mississippi, and Aaron is on the line. Aaron, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Got it. Let's go.
All right, we go. Hey, Aaron, go ahead and turn your radio down so we don't get the
Send
delay.
Aaron.
Send Aaron. You there, Aaron?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay, dude, doing well.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Aaron. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Corinth.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still going.
This is my second time to be on air.
Yes.
Wonderful. You're going to need to turn your radio way down, Aaron, because we're still getting a little bit of that feedback. Thanks.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do
we're,
both?
We're getting feedback. Back. What'd you say?
Sorry, is it better now?
Yeah,
yes,
better.
Sir.
Go, Aaron. You want to ask, answer, or both?
I think I'm just going to answer a question. I'm really not prepared to ask a question right now. So.
Okay. But. Which one do you want to answer? Try to answer.
I'm going to go with probably the easiest question of them all, the HBO question.
All right.
The drama bills. Yes.
I didn't realize it was that easy.
I don't know the answer to it.
Most people have heard of the streaming service HBO. What does the abbreviation stand for, Aaron?
It stands for Home Box Office.
That is correct. Home Box Office.
We're not, AJ we're didn't not, know. He hadn't been tainted by the world.
No, we're not clapping for HBO.
No, that's right. We are not approving or disapproving. Yeah.
Hey, but it's Home Box Office.
Home Box Office.
You know, that goes all the way back to the 70s. I remember when satellite, cable TV came out.
Cable. I mean, it might have been the first movie channel.
I remember going over to my friend's house to spend the night. This would have been like 77, 78, 79, right in there. And the cable TV was out by then. And then you had HBO. I remember that.
Home Box Office.
Well, our childhoods were different because we'd go in the living room and sit around the radio and listen to the radio. And then kind of turn.
Then the Grand Ole Opry came on, didn't it?
And then turn
Saturday
turn the phonograph on. You had to hand crank it, but it was worth it to hear that music coming out of that big flowery speaker.
Aaron, all right. Well,
no question for us, huh, Aaron?
That's all right.
You got it right.
So maybe next time.
Hey, you got it right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was hoping that it would be the mystery question, but chances are the easiest question is not going to be the mystery question.
Well, you never know. It's going to be one of the original nine, so it could have gone either way. Hey, Aaron, thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend. Be careful with all that nasty weather coming across the whole center of the U.S. Man, they're saying it's going to be rowdy.
Going to be, rowdy. That's a good way of putting it.
It's going to be batting down the hatch.
Really?
Have you ever batted down your hatch, Ed?
I have on occasion.
Yeah, JJ, you batting down your hatches?
Absolutely, yes, sir.
Yeah, I got to find mine. Yeah. But when I find them, I'm going to batten them down.
Batten them down.
Then I'm going to slap a tariff on them.
Yes, that's right. And you just don't. And look, you got to if Katie.
No,
Barr's,
I'm going to take the tariff away.
If
Katie, I'm going to slap it back.
If Katie bars the door, you know, then you got more stuff you have to do.
Oh, if Katie bars the door?
For battening down the hatch, Katie bar the door. That's right.
Better let Katie in before you batten down the hatch.
That's right.
Otherwise, Katie's going to blow
away.
Just
be weather aware. That's what we're trying to say here in front of this green screen.
I just want to say I wish I had known we had had President Trump while I was raising my kids.
Right.
Because I would have been slapping tariffs all day long. Back talk with me, 25% tariff. Oh, you don't like that? 50%.
That is a good disciplinary tool.
Oh, yeah.
To have in your
just body. Slap tariffs on these
slap
kids.
Slap tariffs on them.
Yeah.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, Tim, Ed, and JJ. And thanks for listening. Back to the phones, Ed.
Well, let's go to Florida, guys. Let's miss some of this
Sunshine
bad weather.
State.
Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Going good.
Sam, good to hear that chipper, good attitude.
Like
yeah.
your spunk there, Sam.
Well, I would like to try the M State question.
Here we go. 30
okay.
seconds.
You're on the clock for the ball cap, for the All FR right. ball cap. Go.
All right. Maine, Michigan, Missouri, Montana, and Minnesota.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8. He missed them. You got some of them. You missed. You didn't get them all. Am I right?
Didn't I get them all?
Go.
Okay,
name them
again.
Name them again. Go.
Michigan, Montana, Missouri, Minnesota,
7:30 about up, and I can't think of another one. It probably is.
All right. Well, you did good. You know.
You helped the other people that called
in. In real class, you'd have failed miserably.
But that's okay.
You gave it a good shot right off the top of your head there.
Good news and bad news, Sam. I guess it's bad news. Tim got fired as a motivational speaker. But the good news is a big effort. Good effort there.
But say, where do you live in Florida, Sam?
I don't live in Florida. I'm driving through Florida right now. Okay. I live in Louisiana.
Okay, I got good. You. Well, listen, that was a good try, my friend. But you missed a couple.
But you helped the next person, so that's important.
That's fine with me.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I do. Okay. A couple months ago, y'all were really giving a hard one on the prancing pony. So every time I'm going to call this year, I'm going to ask a prancing pony question.
We're ready.
Wait, hold on just a minute.
You guys were mocking me.
He had a prancing pony.
Because I had a question about the prancing pony and what famous novel would it have appeared in?
For a grown man to say prancing pony, yeah. That was a stretch.
I said it sounds feminine. Sounds feminine to me.
And it was from the trilogy of the Lord of the Rings.
All right.
Of course it was.
All right, Sam, go ahead with your prancing pony question.
In the prancing pony, Frodo notices a man is watching the four hobbits. He goes to the innkeeper and asks him, who's that man in the corner? What did the innkeeper call the man in the corner?
I remember the innkeeper story, but it ain't got nothing to do with no prince and ponies. The one I heard was from the Bible, usually around Christmas time.
All right, Ed, you would be our guy.
Oh, yeah, you're our guy.
Looking to you.
Ed. I think he called him Strider. It was the name for Aragorn.
Yep, that's
correct. Ed, how do you guys know all this stuff? Why?
Well, why are you? You know, everybody's got their thing, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, whether you're a
sport. I read The Lord of the Rings when I was in seventh grade and read it several times since then.
So you would remember stuff movies. Like that.
Well, yeah. Though, you also like Star Wars and a lot of sci-fi stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. So you can relate with that segment of our listeners.
Yeah, I think, Sam, I think JJ just called me a nerd, but that's all right. I am a proud nerd.
Well, thank you, Sam. The prancing pony, they got one of those outside Walmart, too. Have you ever seen that?
Used to be a quarter.
You got
a
big quarter. It's 50 cents now. I don't even know if you, huh? Hey. And then it don't work half the time.
You just.
That I would know.
You sparked a thought. So Ed said something about being a proud nerd. All the athletes, you know, they got the girls. They were the heroes. Then after they got out of school, the nerds got all the jobs, and the athletes were working for the nerds. You're like, who thought the guy with glasses with tape between his
right.
would be
be operating on
he would be your boss? Well, now who would have thought 2025 that the king of the hill would be a person with chickens, has some chickens in their backyard, and now they're
who's your daddy?
Who got clobbered in dodgeball? No, the guy's got chickens in his yard. Bow down.
I've got a
chicken tractor in my yard. Who needs eggs now? Come
all
see
right.
me.
Yeah, Ace. Talk you want to the eggs? Man. $10 a dozen.
All right.
Was that all that we, Sam?
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we are taking calls from across the country as we go next. Where do we go next, Ed?
We're going to Texas. And Rick is on the line. Rick, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Howdy, Rick.
Yeah, pretty good, Rick. Thanks for calling, my friend. Where do you live in Texas?
I live in Pampa, Texas, about an hour east of Amarillo.
Yes, sir. Been there several times.
Pampa, Borger.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, good area. I went there once for a Valentine banquet, and the guys told the ladies, we want to be in charge of everything, which that made them a little bit nervous.
Sure.
They said, we want to be in charge with the decorating, the program, the menu, cooking, everything. So, and then I was doing stand-up comedy. I get there on the table, you know, the ladies have everything so nice. I'm not making this up. Mm-hmm. First of all, the name of it was Darling, This Ain't No Tractor Pool. And on every single table was a starter, There was a generator. There was an alternator on another.
That's very clever.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was real fun the whole night. Yeah. And that was Pampa.
All right, Rick. Answer.
Sorry about the bad luck.
Ask, answer, or both, Rick. What do you want to do here?
Well, let's go with where did Moses go off?
All right, here's the question,
Moses,
Rick.
Moses went off?
After word.
Who did he go off on?
After word spread that Moses had killed the Egyptian, where did Moses flee to?
The wilderness.
Well, it's got to be a specific part of the wilderness. Yeah. You know the name of it?
Is Yosemite?
I didn't look it up.
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'm looking for something specific. This is from the book of Exodus, and it actually names the place where he went.
Hey, good try, though, Rick. You have a question for us?
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. Good try.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yes. On I-40, going into Albuquerque, New Mexico, you cross through a canyon. What do they call that canyon before you cross through?
Okay, good. That's a good question.
Tim knows.
All right. Well, I'm pretty good with geography, but
Ed lived there.
Ed lived in New Mexico.
It was Last Chance Gulch.
No. Are you serious?
No, I'm not.
That'd be a great place for us.
Well, you snow skied out there. Well, you should know it too, JJ.
What's the name of that Taos? But I don't remember the canyon.
There's a canyon.
I do remember one time. Another quick true story. Tim was in charge of. He was the travel director. Marvin Sanders, yours truly, and Mitchell Toll, the artist. Tim had us go to Wichita, Kansas.
I booked the travel for y'all.
You booked the travel, and this is – I'm not making this up, folks. Tim went to the map that we have in the hallway.
Big, yeah, I did.
Huge map. And he put his fingers apart this far.
Yeah.
And he said, okay, that's not too far to go to Wichita, Kansas, New Mexico, and Texas, down in Texas. And while we were driving across Texas – and I mean driving.
It
looked like we were in on the moon, and there's this little marker, little bronze marker. We passed it, and I just said, I started to turn around. They said, what in the world? There's nothing out here. See, I saw that marker. I said, I got to see, what could they possibly say, who was born here or whatever? I went back, and it said, you are in no man's land.
Literally?
That was Panhandle. Wasn't that Panhandle of Oklahoma?
Yeah, it may have been. Yeah, it was the Panhandle. Yeah. So. But what it was, they said, everybody that surveyed, they just left a little wiggle room, like when you build a fence on your between you and your neighbor. Yeah. And they left a little bit of margin, and it created the panhandle, and there was no real jurisdiction, so just bank robbers and things fled there. But it said, you are in no man's land. We didn't need a marker to know that. And Tim spread us out for about 3 days of driving.
As before, Google Maps. And I was just sort of, you know, guessing off the map there.
Hey, we don't know the answer, Rick. You're going to have to tell us.
Y'all don't know. It's Tejeda Canyon.
Tejeda?
Tejeda Canyon, which translated as scissors.
Scissors?
Yeah, Tejedas are scissors.
Like in rock, paper? Like
rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah,
that's what great. I thought. Hey, thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Rick. You ever played rock?
Oh, sure.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Let's play it right now.
All right, ready?
Okay.
My wife.
Wait.
One.
Wait, on three.
All right.
One, two, three.
Oh, I thought I was going to go
I
one
got
more.
Scissors.
I got paper.
Rock. I cut you.
Yeah.
I covered. What do you got? You smashed my scissors?
Rock. I smashed your scissors, but he covered my rock.
So we're all winners.
That's it.
That's America today, isn't it? We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
As we celebrate the many pro-life victories going forth, we rejoice. Preborn's network of clinics have a unique opportunity to advance even further without political persecution. What does this look like? Preborn is the greatest threat to the abortion industry. By rescuing, on average, 200 babies' lives a day, they are putting a serious dent into the abortion holocaust. But there are still thousands of babies who are slain daily, and Preborn's goal is to rescue them all. With the help of the pro-life community, meaning you, we can save so many more. Please join us in saving all of these precious lives. The ultrasound is the game changer. Once a mother hears that precious heartbeat, she is twice as likely to choose life. If you consider yourself pro-life, we need your help. One ultrasound is just $28. Five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 sponsors ultrasounds for the entire preborn network for an entire day. How many lives can you save? Every child is a beautiful gift from God. Please join the cause. To donate securely, please dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
All right, so Brent Creeley, our producer, said in honor of Rosie O'Donnell moving to Ireland, since she was the star of the Flintstones
movie,
that we should play that theme, and I agree, and we all miss Rosie, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Maybe she'll come back one day.
She's a cultural icon. What an impact she's had on generations.
Art, science, NASA. There's so many things that Rosie O'Donnell touched that we'll one day appreciate it more than we do now while she's over there, you know, pub hopping.
Pub hopping.
And can you say that three times? Is that dangerous?
I'm not sure I can say it once.
I don't know if you want to on Christian Radio Live.
Hey, guys, I don't want to get us back to a serious note.
Yeah, do that, AJ.
Why? Want to say happy birthday to my daughter, Sadie Morgan.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Sadie Morgan.
She was born 24 years ago today. Beautiful, smart, incredible artist.
Very talented.
Married to Jordan, and hard to believe. Let me throw this out there. One of the most wonderful things about your children is watching them grow up, and one of the most difficult things about your children is watching them grow up.
Amen.
But she's all grown up, married, and got two kids of her own, little boy and a little girl.
And probably listening to this show.
She just may be. Yeah, she does. They listen.
All right, it's Trivia Friday here on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ listening to American Family Radio Trivia Friday. We're here every Friday from 10:05 to 11:30 Central Time, just having some fun and doing some serious learning.
Oh, yeah.
Education flows.
Oh, it
these
flows.
Airways.
Absolutely.
And so what we're going to do now is reset our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered, and then we will go back to the phones. And it's you're eligible to call in today if you're 11 years old or older and you haven't been on the air with us in the last 8 weeks. If you fit into that category, then and first-time callers are welcome too. You call in and be on the air with us. Go ahead, Ed.
All right, here are my three questions. I'll have to add one. After word spread that Moses had killed the Egyptian, where did Moses flee to? Folks, I know it should be to where did Moses flee, but we're kind of informal today.
Yeah.
Second question, Monday is St. Patrick's Day, but St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish. Is that true or false?
That was pretty good.
No, that was good.
I had some lucky charms this morning. So, and then I'm going to add a question. This one's a little. The first one I had that's been answered was pretty easy. This one, folks, you're going to have to look this up unless you're a geography whiz. What is the name of the sea between Italy and Greece? What is the name of the sea between Italy and Greece?
Here's what I've got. First question from the Bible. Ruth, what a wonderful story. And you know how God provided and she married Boaz. Here's my question. Who is Boaz and Ruth's famous great-grandson? Who is Boaz and Ruth's famous great-grandson? Second question, Holy Land question. Lake Tiberias is more commonly known as what? Lake Tiberias is more commonly known as what? And then for you chess players, in chess, which piece can only move diagonally? In chess, which piece can only move diagonally. I picture you as a chess player back in the day.
I did play chess. I'm not very good at it.
You have to think about five moves ahead. That was my problem. Deep thinker.
I'd be playing chess and I'd be thinking ahead, all right, but I'd be thinking when they're bringing the pizza out.
You gotta have more focus than that. Yeah. You know,
that's like whenever I was a tennis player. At one point, I was a really, really good tennis player, and then I figured out what the lines were for. Boy, that'll mess your game up.
Yes, it will.
Man, you're talking about discouraging.
Here are my three questions. Number one, what has been the best selling SUV in the United States for the last several years, including 2023 and 2024, the best-selling SUV in America? Number two, answer this question in 30 seconds, and if you don't look it up, then I'll send you an AFR ball cap if you can answer it correctly. What are the states, name all the states that begin with the letter M, and you got 30 seconds to do it, and don't look it up prior to answering. Just do it off the top of your head, and then you can win the ball cap.
I had no idea there were so many. I thought there were three. Knee jerk. I said, okay, there's three. And then the fellow that tried and he kept going and going. I wonder now, is that the, and this might be a good trivia question, are more states in the country named with an M? Is that the leading letter? You know what I'm trying to say? Is M the most common first letter of the state, because that's a crazy amount.
And don't forget, folks, Canada starts with a C, so you can't count that state.
You can't count that.
Not yet. All right, my third question is a two-part question. In what language was most of the Old Testament given, and in what language was most of the New Testament given? I want to know the – that makes sense?
Yes.
Let's go.
All right, let's go back to Texas, boys, and Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, man. How's it going?
Pretty good. Thank you for calling, Tim.
Howdy, Tim.
Where do you live? Where do you live in Texas?
Malcolm, Texas, population 282.
Salute.
Where is that? If we're looking at the great state of Texas.
Well, if I told you I was about 12 miles east of west, that would confuse you. So
no, we remember west from that tragedy a few years back that was in the news so much.
The feed mill exploding.
Right.
But it's actually about 20 miles northeast of Waco on Highway 31.
We know right where you are, Waco Temple, and just take a right.
That's near the Jeff Bezos River, isn't it?
Jeff Bezos. There's no rivers close to here. I know of.
Okay. I thought
Bezos goes through Waco.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jeff just recently added his name after that, making that contribution. Given that donation.
I thought they named that river after Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Hey, answer or do both.
I'll do both.
Which one you feel confident about, Tim?
I think I want to do a Tim question.
All right, Tim. Good.
Couple of
Tim.
What
do you want to do?
I think the state question.
All right, here you go.
All right, set the clock.
All right.
You hadn't looked this up prior to, right?
No, I'm just sitting there jotting them down with the other guy. Help me a little bit.
Yeah.
You can have a life.
Okay. Three, two, one, go.
Michigan, Maine, Mississippi, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, Minnesota, and I'm not sure about this one, New Mexico.
That's
an N, but
New Mexico doesn't qualify. So did he say that state or not?
We'll start the clock over again.
Go ahead real quick.
But we got to check these off.
I got to check them off. Go.
All right, go.
Michigan, Maine, Mississippi, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, and Minnesota.
Okay, you got, yeah.
You just missed one all, Tim.
You missed one.
So how do you say that so close?
I can't even think of another one.
Ed, how do you do it? Missed it by that much.
Good try, though. That was a very – Maxwell Smart. Maxwell Smart. Starts with an M.
Yeah.
By the way.
Maxwell does.
Hey, that was a good try. Really good try, because there's a lot of them.
Well, you gave somebody else a real good chance. Yeah. You know, if they were listening quick, you had to listen quick. He was rattling them off.
I know it.
Tim was having a hard time marking them off.
Yeah, I was. I was two steps behind.
Tim, what's your question for us?
Oh, I wanted to tell Tim that happy belated birthday.
Well, thank you, brother. March 6th.
I got an older brother and a younger sister that was both born on March 6th.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Wow.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I mention this every year, but I have three siblings, and three of the four of us have March 6th.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You guys almost made it into the
No World twins.
Record. Right.
Nobody adopted, anything like that. It's just straight up
three out of four.
Three natural births. Well, my parents, they weren't big on birthday parties, you know, spending a lot of money, so they wanted to combine them.
Yeah.
So they had three of the four children, could just rent the skating rink out. My little brother, bless his heart, he wasn't but a year old, and he couldn't skate, but that was his birthday party, you know.
Sure.
Only had one other little kid come, you know.
Right, right.
I was nine. I could skate, you know what I'm saying?
So you benefited.
But times were skating, lean. Times were lean.
Skating, going to the skating rink and skating to – S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
The Bay City Rollers.
The Bay City Rollers. All right, so Tim, you didn't actually have a question for us, right?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I do have a question.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
So going back a few months ago when Jimmy Carter was still living, there were six living presidents. Mm-hmm. How many times in history has that happened? And who was president the first time it happened?
Six living?
Well, now, when you say how many times in history has it happened, you mean like in a month, in a year? I mean, you know, how much of an overlap?
Just over a course of the presidency, at times there were six living presidents.
That's remarkable.
And then one would die and there wouldn't be, you know, or not.
Right.
And so it's happened many times in history.
I'm going to just guess and say it's happened three times. Just throwing a guess out there.
Yeah.
JJ's pretty good at guessing. I'll go with
On presidents, because presidents and old cars, you know, I don't know if Oldsmobile is a president or a vehicle. They just sort of all run together.
Blend together? Oh, wait.
I'll go with three. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah. I'll give in. Three.
Give in to peer pressure. What's the answer?
It's been five times.
Five times there were six.
That's
living presidents. Mm. Can you name the first time it happened? There was who was president?
Yeah, of course I can.
That would be.
You know, all you got to do is go up five. Who was the fifth president or sixth? And then because if George Washington and the others were still living, at first go round.
Yeah, I don't know. We can be here a while.
Yeah, just go. Just
you
go
better
ahead
tell us.
Tell us
Tim.
The answer, Tim.
It was Abraham Lincoln.
Number
that was
16.
The first time.
Was
that
it
was the first time it
president?
Happened? There were living when he was elected president. There were six living presidents.
Wow, you know that's amazing considering the life expectancy then would have probably been in the 40s or something,
right?
Maybe 50s, and to have that many elected, you know, president alive at the time. So.
That's something.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate
have a great weekend.
It's a great trivia question.
I think Texas is one of just the edge of East Texas in that weather that we're talking about. Man, it just goes right up the center of the United States. They're talking about some nasty, nasty weather. So pray and be weather aware.
Yeah. Batten down your hatches.
Your hatches.
Should be your first step. First step, batten down the hatches. Then go get the bread and milk.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I mentioned that this morning on the radio, on my radio show this morning. I said, look, you know, pray, know where your safe place is. But the main thing is to go get you a gallon of milk, get a loaf of bread, because then if it's a tornado, cyclone, if a volcano erupts, no matter how deep the lava is flowing, if you're standing there with a gallon of milk in one hand and a loaf of bread in the other, you're the winner.
You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, you're ready. You're prepared.
All right. Let's go to North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Jody is on the line. Jody, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, welcome, esteemed professors. And heretofore, I've only been on once before in 10 years.
Wow.
Jody. Again.
She's rocking the heretofore.
That was nice, Jody.
Esteemed professor.
Nice touch.
You got it all going on.
Yep. And I'm calling from North Carolina, but my first name is not Mark from Seagrove. I want to know how he gets on all the time. 10 years I've been on 2 times. What's the algorithm there?
That's good. Quite frankly, we wondered that ourselves. Our call screener, Cindy, here, you know, I think he sends her gift cards.
Well, they're both part of an NGO,
huh?
So that should tell you everything you need to know.
I think he sends her gift cards and gets at the front of the line. I think that's how it's just good old-fashioned payoff.
I love it. I just had to get that one in there, though.
Old-fashioned, what is it, grift, what they call it, kickback?
All right, Jody, ask, answer.
And by the way, it's Todd from Seagrove.
Todd.
I wanted him to remain anonymous. Yeah. But there you go.
Go ahead and get him out there. Ask, answer, or both, Jody.
All right, so I'm going to answer, and I'm going to ask.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
So, I know that a lot of the people have almost come to answer all of the M states.
Here we go.
But I already had them down. I had them down. So, and being from one of the greatest states with the letter M, Minnesota.
There
we go. I'm a redhead with blonde hair, and I'm not Irish. So there you go.
Okay.
Here we go.
So you're going to give this a shot, right?
30 seconds?
Yes, I am.
On your mark, get set, go.
Minnesota, Michigan, Montana, Maine, Maryland, Missouri, Mississippi, and Massachusetts.
She didn't say.
Yeah, she did.
She did?
She sure did, yeah.
Okay, I guess you got it right.
I think she got him.
Clap?
Yeah, nicely done.
You know you got it right. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me.
Did the other caller leave off Massachusetts?
Yes.
Yeah,
the last caller left off Massachusetts.
And the one before that left off about 3.
So, again, it's Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan. That's 4. Minnesota, 5. Mississippi, 6. Missouri, 7. And Montana, 8.
I'm going to look that up for a future trip.
Yeah. Way to go, Jody.
Nicely. Yeah. I'm going to clap again, Jody.
So you grew up in Minnesota?
She gets a hat for that.
Yeah, you get a ball cap. So don't hang up. We're going to get your address, so we'll send you this ball cap.
All right. Awesome. My husband is out in the barn in the back of our house.
Yeah.
Live on 7 acres out in the woods, and he's got his radio on, and he's out there whooping and hollering.
Well,
wonderful.
Jody, what's your
husband's name? First name?
Aaron.
Well, you and Aaron, thank you for listening to AFR. You're going to love this cap, and you might want to share it with Aaron because it's a good-looking ball cap.
Well, I tell you what, I will share it with him because he's a ball cap wearer. Yeah. But I just want to let you know, too, I just had lunch with a Christian friend of mine yesterday, and she was talking about, you know, how bad TV and everything, and I just told her all about American Family Radio and about how I look forward every Friday and Trivia Friday, and I was so excited I probably could have got a commission for
some of
you guys.
For sure.
Hey, I want to jump in here and piggyback on what Jody said. I was in Cabot, Arkansas yesterday, and there were about 30, 40 people in line at the book table, and I heard story after story. I'm encouraged. I'm inspired. We love the news and information. Handful that said how much they enjoyed Trivia Friday. So you listening, word of mouth really, really is a powerful way to tell your neighbors, church members, coworkers, family, and friends about you know, how much you can glean from listening to AFR. Jody, thank you so much for that.
Hey, now, Jody.
You're welcome.
She asked a question for us.
You said that your husband. You said that your husband is the ball cap wearer, so you don't wear ball caps generally?
Well, yes, I do when I'm out, you know, with the dogs, you know, on the tractor out on our property. I do.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do.
Here we go.
We're going to send you 2 caps. So that you and your husband can be out in the yard and doing stuff together.
There you go.
And be lookalikes.
There you go.
All right.
Well, we might even wear them together. He goes to a men's breakfast. He'll wear his. I know he will.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
So make sure when we're done with you on the radio that you don't hang up. We'll put you on hold, and Cindy will get your information. We'll get those out to you. What's your question for us?
Yes, sir. All right. So what it's a Bible question. What was the name of the impressive altar built in Canaan on the borders of Jordan?
The impressive altar.
You know, that's the one, something, a wall of remembrance, something like that, when they took the stones out of the center of the 12 stones and built it, and then they actually plastered it and wrote.
Are you looking for a name?
Yes, the name of it.
I think it was the wall of remembrance or something.
Okay,
like
I'm going to, that's one guess. We may have different guesses. I'm going to say it's Ed. The King James Version has the name Ed.
Ed Liano, yes.
What is it?
Yes. Ed.
Is it Ed?
It's called Ed, and it says, and this is here for a witness between the Lord and his people.
It's called Ed.
And it's called Ed in the King James Version.
Is that right, Jody?
It was built by the children of Reuben, Gad, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, but it was misinterpreted so that the whole host of Israel were ready to come and annihilate them.
Yes, that was on their way back.
They realized what. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yep.
The first one is when they came out, took the stones, and they built it on the edge. They went over and they got their inheritance of land. And when they were coming back, when they crossed over the Jordan, they built the one she's talking about, and they said they thought they were going to worship in a different place instead of the temple. So they got their swords to come down there, like she said, and they said, no, we just want future generations to say, oh, that you're on the other side of the Jordan, we're on this side, so we're just like redheaded stepkids, you know, we're not part of them. And they said all that was, you know, as a reminder. Great Bible question, Jody.
Hey, Jody, stay on the line. We'll put you on hold. Great question. Great attitude. We like that. Thank you for spreading word of American Family Radio to your friends. Word of mouth, folks, for those of you listening, is really important to us for getting additional listeners.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We also call this Learning University.
And redheaded stepchild's not in the Bible, not in any of the older translations.
Right.
All right, repeat our questions, guys.
Okay, first question. After word spread that Moses had killed the Egyptian, where did Moses flee to? Is a specific name of a part of the wilderness in the book of Exodus. Second question, Monday is St. Patrick's Day, but St. Patrick wasn't actually Irish. Is that true or false? And then you may have to look this one up. What is the name of the sea between Italy and Greece? What is the name of the sea between Italy and Greece?
Here's what I've got from the book of Ruth. Boaz and Ruth, who is their famous great-grandson? Boaz and Ruth, who is their very, very famous great-grandson in the Bible? Second question, Holy Land question. Lake Tiberias is more commonly known as what? Lake Tiberias. You probably know it by a different name. Third question in chess, which piece can only move diagonally?
All right, my two questions. Number one is, for several years now, the top-selling SUV in America is what, or has been what? The top-selling SUV in our country from many years now is what? Number two question, two-part question. What language was most of the Old Testament given, and what language was most of the New Testament given? So, Old Testament, New Testament, what languages were they written in? Want to know the answer to that. Back to the phones.
All right. We go back to Mississippi, and Randy is on the line. Randy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how are y'all doing today?
I'm doing doing good. Hello? Randy, are you?
This is our state rep.
Yeah.
And you're the one who got
Oh, go ahead.
No, you're the one who got the state tag in God We Trust, right, for our state?
That's correct. That's correct.
Mississippi Representative Randy Boyd, a lawmaker and a devout Christian. He's one of the good guys.
Amen. Well, hey, Randy, welcome to Trivia Friday, sir.
Hey, I've been trying to get on for a long time. I listen to you guys, especially when I'm coming back from Jackson. So that's what I'm doing this morning. Headed back to Tupelo.
Well, welcome coming back this away. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Let's do both.
All right, which one you want to try to answer?
Let's take the one about Moses.
All right, here is the question. After word spread that Moses had killed the Egyptian, where did Moses flee to?
He fled to Midian on the backside of the desert.
That is correct.
There we go.
And that is our mystery question.
Wow. Randy, I tell you, you just stop on by the office here and pick up your hat. You want a ball cap? We don't even have to mail it to you.
Well, two things can happen right there. Here's a deal. We can save some postage, and then it don't have to go through Memphis, which is the Bermuda Triangle of mail. You may or may not get it if it goes through Memphis. That's just a truth right there.
Bermuda Triangle.
Yeah.
You need a triangle of mail.
6 weeks late.
It may be time for harvest season before you get it, if you're going to wear it out in the field. Hey, congratulations.
Yes.
That was our mystery question.
Nicely done. Thanks for being in the Word and allowing the Word to be in you.
You got a question for us, Randy?
Well, it's one, I hope you guys know it, but you may not. I'm a forester and a land surveyor, so I think about trees all the time. Mississippi has the magnolia tree as its state tree. What's the state tree of Alabama?
State tree of Alabama. By the way, I like happy trees.
Yeah, myself. I'll take that answer. If y'all want me to answer, take one for the team. State tree of Alabama is kudzu. Everybody knows that. It'll grow up a tree, take over a barn, take over the old home place. If you go somewhere for the weekend, come back, you may or may not be able to find your house.
Kudzu. State tree of Alabama.
I'm going to say pine, because you got a lot of
pines.
Pine. I know you have the pine belt in Mississippi, but I'm going to go with pine.
I'll go up. Pine's fine with me.
Just
I don't know.
Yes, boys.
What do you think?
We got half of it.
Loblolly pine.
Long leaf pine.
Long leaf pine.
So you got pine, though.
Yeah, so
pine. And really, all pine trees are the same, aren't they, Randy?
Well, they're from the same genus and species. So.
That's right.
I was just teasing you because people who take an interest in things like that, there's very particular facts that have to be observed.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's right.
All right, Randy, thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. And we do have a ball cap for you there.
Thanks, buddy.
And I was glad to hear that y'all got the needed number of tags. I talked to somebody the other day.
Yes, sir. Good. Thanks again for your hard work.
All right, we'll be back momentarily with more of Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.